Recording 3.7.
So, Cathy, what are the typical everyday ailments that patients bring to you in the surgery these days?
That's one of the beauties of general practice, in that a great variety of conditions can present to me on a typical morning surgery. It can be anything from various physical concerns and symptoms to more psychologically based ones. And often you discover that the physical symptoms are often symptomatic of an underlying concern, perhaps something they've experienced before in the past or they've had worries about with family and friends.
Has this changed much over the last 10, 20 years?
Yes, I think it has. I think a lot more psychological conditions now present in the surgery. I think this may be as a result of changing socioeconomic circumstances for families, financial stresses, particularly difficulties with housing, and also the change in the family setup from that of the extended family, perhaps 30 or 40 years ago, when people could share their problems with older, perhaps more experienced relatives, to that of families being fairly isolated now in our society. There's also been quite a change in family setups. Perhaps 30 or 40 years ago, a family would easily consisted of a husband, a wife, and perhaps two children, whereas now there are a great many single mothers, families struggling with both parents working. There's also a lot more financial hardship, with higher expectations for standards of living also.
Can you do anything for these stress-related illnesses? Or is it a question of people sorting out their own lives?
I think it's a shared help that we tend to give. Certainly medication can help with a small number of psychological symptoms, and certainly medication does help severe depression. But generally, in general practice, you tend to get to know your families very well and develop a relationship with them. I also often involve a number of other professional people with helping somebody. You may involve a practice nurse or a psychologist, perhaps a community nurse, or indeed sometimes psychiatrists. CBT, cognitive behavioural therapy, is a very popular treatment at the moment, which is a way of helping people to understand their symptoms and find ways of helping themselves rather than relying on medication.
I suppose you get an awful lot of people who are perfectly healthy but have read something to make them anxious and, you know, they're not really ill at all.
Yes, I think that often happens, particularly in areas such as the one that I work in here, which is a fairly affluent area. There's a great many educated people who use the internet and read very widely, and then become concerned about symptoms which may or may not be significant for them. Often people come into the surgery with preconceived ideas about diagnosis and treatment, and you have to talk through the likelihood of them having this condition or not openly with them, and hopefully reassure the vast majority of people here. I think that people often from more deprived areas of our country have other pressing needs, particularly with regarding to things like feeding their families. Unfortunately, the people that tend to come to see us in conditions such as this are often those who really don't need to see us. And the people who are at higher need of medical care are the ones that don't tend to come and certainly don't present early with their illnesses.